This radio episode 5, and I don't know, how should we start this one?
What way can we start this other than saying it's the last day of the month of January? We are both dead tired, but since we figured that the events of the preceding several hours are rather rare and unique, we might as well do the thing now while it's all still fresh in our minds. So
yeah, everything is funny.
Yeah, we're up that late. Yeah, you know, it's not that late, but I mean, for us, it's Yeah. Because I've been through a lot today as far as helping people. You know, you're the one car in the college parking lot whose car actually works in the winter, and everyone's coming to you for, you know, jump starts and for extra gas to siphon out your tank and all this, you know, rides at the gas station and all this. So I was quite popular today, and I didn't get out of there about an hour and a half, 2 hours after I thought I should. My feet were completely frozen on the way back, and then we had another ride down to a place in southern Iowa. I'm not going to bore you with names and dates and all that stuff, but except to say, it was a very interesting day. We did a lot of traveling. We did a lot of running around. We did a lot of...
I think I put over, like, I think 298 miles in my car.
You just came back from Ames. Yeah, that was a two-hour drive right first off to get here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just for the listeners.
Anyways, we have no idea what we're doing other than a very, very sketchy outline of... I've got my notes here. It says, Atkins sucks, Mario 3 hack. That's all I've got. And I've got a top 10 list concerning Walmart, but that's the only planned thing we've got, really. So we're probably going to be battling endlessly until one of us falls asleep. And that was just,
Maybe we should start mentioning some of the changes with Blow on this radio.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead with that?
Let's see. Okay.
Where's my popcorn?
I'm going to say...
I got popcorn.
Well... We've decided that Blow on This Radio, although it's going to be video game related now and then, most of Blow on This Radio, we have a lot of fun doing it. People like listening to it. It's basically our ranting and raving about whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of like iMockery.com. It's not really a video game site per se, but a lot of stuff on there is video game related, so it's...
The DJ Mollus kind of XP Battle Hour.
Make an ass out of ourselves on the internet. Oh, yeah.
Make an ass of ourselves on the internet.
There you go. That'll be fun, too.
Yep.
Yeah. I've been doing that whole deal you were talking about last time, but I just don't care what people think. You know, I've been doing that loss of inhibition. That's fun. You get hooked on that. That's fun. Try that.
Be like, I'm going to go stand over here. I'm not going to stand by these old people because they're fat and they suck. And they're pissing me off.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm going to start with talking about what we just... you can go in a little bit in-depth on what this night was about for you.
We went to this one high school basketball game, right? Not to really go see the game. The purpose was to meet up with the head cheerleader, senior girl that wanted to meet me. And yeah, that was pretty nice.
Yeah, I guess they hooked up online a couple of days ago. And
not hooked up.
Not hooked up in the bad sense. Not like, you know, no. I mean, like, met each other is what I'm trying to say. I'm still a naive innocent over here.
So
no.
I just was out of the... Go ahead and just do something crazy and just go meet somebody, talk to you online for a while. And it worked out. It was kind of fun. So.
And then we're like the oldest guys there that weren't like, you know, really old. I mean, we're, you know, 22 apiece and some change. But
22,
yeah.
Talking to an 18-year-old cheerleader girl.
Well, see, the thing is that when you go to like a really small town in Iowa, see, first thing and foremost, I never knew this, not going from a small town myself, but apparently in small town Iowa, Friday night is high school basketball night in the dead of January. Everyone in the damn town was in that gymnasium, I swear. The streets were barren when we came in. There was like you were saying, it's like, we're in the middle of nowhere. Nothing, you know, it's like civilization, but there's no people. It's like a ghost town, and that's because everyone's at the basketball game. And we get in there, and we're the only people, like, without, you know, some huge, you know, John Deere cap on, or, you know, we're not, like, you know, 5 years old running around like an idiot.
NASCAR shirts.
Yeah. They all had very fancy video cameras. I noticed that, though. They all had very fancy video cameras. I don't know where that came from. But, yeah, she had no problem picking us out of the crowd. Of course, everyone's...
She said she saw us as soon as we walked in the door.
We stand out, I guess. I don't know.
Well, she said, like, her graduating senior class is with 35 people. You know? And her entire school is only, like, 100 and some. I mean, I have classes with, like, 300 fucking people.
Yeah.
So.
Got lab sessions with
one. So I'm sure she pretty much knew everyone there, so... So, of course, it was us because... Or she recognized us because she didn't know.
Process elimination. Everyone knows who they know who they don't know, and if someone comes in they don't know, they know it. And you're it. And you're the center of attention, whether you want to be or not.
A lot of people looking at us and pointing at us like, who are those guys?
Which I guess brings us to the next deal. Everyone wanted to know, all these little kids, what is with the little kids in basketball games? First of all, this school was K through preschool through 12th grade.
Preschool through 12th grade in one school.
And so he had a lot of little kids there with their parents, I'm sure, but they were having a good time. And as a group of preteens wanted to know if I was from Scotland. Now, I don't know. Do I look Scottish to you? You've mentioned I have somewhat of a European thing going on. I look the guy from Lord of the Rings, that Legolas character, or Orlando Bloom. Minus I don't have brown hair, but
yeah, you look like him.
Yeah, pretty much. Facially, I mean, I look kind of like...
You put on a wig and, like...
I was Legolas for Halloween, actually, last year.
You could pull it off.
Yeah, I did. I had a very interesting night with some fun ladies. that's neither here nor there. And,
Everything's funny.
Yeah, it's one of those days. Where the hell were we? I lost my train of thought.
We were talking about how everybody was pointing us out and stuff.
Okay, so they want to know if I'm from Scotland. And I... First of all, what the... No, I'm not from, they want to know what country I'm from. And, see, word gets around, because we moved to, like, one end of the bleachers, way to the opposite fucking end of the bleachers, opposite end of the damn room, and all of a sudden this other cascade of people come up, you know, little tiny 12-year-old people, you know. And there was actually one anointed messenger. This one really... It's always the geekiest-looking kid, too. He's, like, orange hair, like, bowl-cut, huge-ass Coke-rim bottle glass type, yeah. And he's like,
"Now, what country are you from?"
The fuck country are you from, bitch? God damn. So,
I just turned around and ignored that the whole time.
Well, that was your advice. Just ignore him. And, of course, I'm not listening, as always. So I egg him on, and I'm like, "What country do you think I'm from?" And, finally he decided Thailand. I don't know how that happened. I guess they all took a vote. Then he started saying, "Oh, you want to go out with Kara?" Like, who the fuck is Kara?
12-year-old.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's the answer to everything. Some 12-year-old. So finally he gets like a list of like four or five names. Now there's some adults not quite close there, but close enough probably to be technically within earshot, so I don't want to get picked up for, you know, possible solicitation of a minor, even if it's alleged or, you know, the appearance of impropriety thereof or whatever, all that technical garbage, even though that was nowhere near, you know, there's nowhere to build a case on that, what was going on. There's, you know, dicking around. So finally I just, you know, say, I lied and said, "Yeah, I got someone," and this 12-year-old pipes back,
"Have a threesome!"
Like, what the fuck? You're 12. You're supposed to know about that? Damn. This Lone Tree, Iowa, not L.A. or Sacramento. I can understand that. I'm like New York City or some damn thing, but jeez. Yeah. They know about this stuff.
Third of Lone Tree, Iowa. That's the name of the town, was Lone Tree.
They know about this stuff. Jeez.
I always thought it was some big neon, like, tree that said Lone Tree on it.
It was pointing.
Some used car lot.
We found some interesting city names, I should say city, town names on the way there. Hills. That's the name of one of the towns in lower eastern Iowa. Hills.
There's no hills in Iowa. What's the name of town? Hills.
Hills. Next right. I'm like, "Oh, we're going to see some hills." Next, okay, wow. What was that sign that said, "Next right"? That's all it said. Next right. Like,
next right what?
What the fuck's happening next right? Are you going to run into a deer or some damn bitch? I guess we'll find out then. Who knows? He'll be surprised. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, they put on a bunch of, like, yeah, miles in my car.
And, what else happened? So, basically, I was the Scottish guy from Thailand. I guess we settled on that.
They thought we were gay.
Oh, yeah, that's if we were seeing each other. Because, I mean, the two hottest guys in the city limits, you know, hey, I'm not being arrogant here, but that's just, you know it when you know it. They have to be gay because, you know, that's just the way it works. Oh,
yeah,
what else? What they also
the
come up with?
And all of her cheerleader friends were pointing at us all the time. And
yeah, and the opposing team cheerleaders were looking at us. So hey, and the girl that you met was saying how, you know, next Monday it's gonna be, you know, everyone's gonna be talking about, you know, who's the people we saw you with, and because everyone knows if you're talking to someone no one knows, they know it. So
yeah, it was definitely one of those situations where at any moment we could have went, you know what, we're the coolest guys here,
and be right.
That's what's nice about going to a small town.
That's what's good about Iowa. It's good about Iowa.
Yeah, you can always say, "I'm the coolest guy here."
Yeah, that's...
I have a radio show.
Oh, boy. So, should we go into my Walmart list, or what do we do now?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Anyway, you got a nice Walmart list from what I hear.
Yeah, I got a pretty good Walmart list here. Basically, this is it's kind of going off one of the small mini rants we had last time. Top 10 things you always see at Walmart. Now,
can I have some of that popcorn?
Yeah, go for it. I 8 years on the way back, so you can have mine.
I'm making some popcorn. This is bad radio.
Oh, well. It'll make for fun viewing later. Fun viewing? Never mind. All right, top 10 things you always see at Walmart. Number 10, paraplegic midget with Klinefelter syndrome working as a greeter at the door. Even there's always like some like Larry Flint wanting to be, "Ha, ha, 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 ha." The fuck did you say, boy? No, thanks. I'll take my own shopping cart. Thank you. In fact, I'll just carry my stuff. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll find a way. Number 9. Human spheres in motorized scooters acting out scenes from Mario Kart in the soup aisle.
Okay, I need to stop eating popcorn. I almost choked.
God damn it, you got it all the way across the room on the fucking wall. Okay, I'll be prying curls out the pliers tomorrow morning. Damn.
Okay, what was that one again? I didn't hear it.
And number nine, again, human spheres in motorized scooters acting out scenes from Mario Kart in the soup aisle. Yeah, I got back around my noodle. Spin around, okay. Number eight, this one's pretty general. Morons standing around every place but where they should. That's pretty obvious. Number seven thing you always see at Walmart. That one fucker from high school. Number six, unidentifiable puddle of glop in front of the cash register. That reminds me, I've got a side story regarding that later on. I'll mark that.
Glop.
No one knows what the hell it is. It has no known chemical structure. It just exists. Oh. We're only halfway done.
Man.
Number five thing you always see at Walmart. 4 foot six male cashier working next to a 6 foot four female cashier. They all have gothic makeup on. Oh boy. Number four, idiots in the parking lot who mistake your regular headlights for high beams. These are not my headlights, you fuck. These are my brights. Take it. Oh, I love doing that. They deserve it. Number three, women with buttocks the size of your torso. Didn't hang around the pharmacy, I've noticed. Get my blood pressure shaking. Good goddamn. Her ass is the size of two of me. Number two, second thing you always see at Walmart, screaming black infant being carted around by obese 15-year-old white girl. And the number one thing you always see at Walmart, how good your life really is. And that's that.
I like the end of that one.
That's that. That was the thing I'd say for the last one. I need one really good thing to clinch it off here. The black baby and the white mom, yeah, that was kind of good, but number
what
two.
What was that one story you were telling me, like, the other week where some little kid was screaming about
that? Was the thing I marked here next to number six, that little check thing. Thank you very much. Basically, I got a camcorder from my dad for Christmas, and of course, I get the thing finally, and I open the box, and it's the fucking one I wanted. So I go back, and basically the whole rigmarole was they had a different camera on display from the one that was actually in the box that was being displayed. I figured that out. I finally found the actual version I wanted on eBay and got it for a significant amount less than what I would have paid at Walmart. So, fuck Walmart. Almost half the price, in fact. So, double fuck Walmart. Reciprocal of two. Anyway, I'm a math geek, I'm sorry. Anyways, when I went back to return the original camera to Walmart or get a refund until, you know, the real one came, until I figured what the hell's going on, I'm standing in line. Customer service was closed because it was past 11, so I'm standing in line at the regular checkout behind this poor 30-something woman with four kids. None of them were behaving. Well, two of them were kind of behaving. You didn't really notice they were there. One of them was an infant, like 11 months old, wasn't doing anything. And the second youngest one, probably like two or three, was a screaming little towhead-looking kid. I think his name was Michael. Now, behind me was one of those human sphere families who tend to, I don't know, I think they just, like, propagate around Walmart or something. I don't know, there's a whole, like, race of them. They had this huge-ass jar of pickles the size of my head and some beef jerky. That's all they were buying. And the guy was really doing a good job of guarding his pickle jar, let me tell you what. You weren't getting near that jar. Anyways, the kid, this Michael kid in front of me. Now, first of all, I think the mom was trying to pay with the check or some damn thing. It wasn't going through. And, of course, the cashier had to go, you know, phone five different managers and get them all up there. And, of course, they didn't want to come up right away. So I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. This kid was screaming. I mean, he was in honest, you know, to God, pain. And I'm thinking, okay, well, he's just, you know, holding a tantrum because he didn't get the chiclets that he wanted or whatever, you know. But finally, I figured he was actually in pain and something that was wrong with him. And the mom was just ignoring him, like, yeah, yeah, blah, 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 you know. Maybe he's just throwing a tantrum, whatever. But finally, he's screaming about a certain part of his body that was hurting. Now, the part of his body that was hurting wasn't the kind of thing you'd expect, because... And he would scream it out. Should I just come out here with this, or what should... Okay, yeah. Take the popcorn out of your mouth first.
Let me finish eating it.
God! I don't want to get, like,
taking it out, I'll swallow
sandblasted, because I'm right in front of you right now, so okay. Oh, boy.
I'm facing the floor now, just in case.
Oh, God. Okay. So, how do I do this? The kid was...
My butthole!
About five times as loud. And he was really not. He wasn't doing it to be cynical or sardonic or. He wasn't being a smartass. He wasn't doing it to be funny. He wasn't to be used any pain. His butthole really hurt. I'm not sure I want to know why his asshole hurt, whether the dad that skipped out on mom was doing stuff he shouldn't have been, but I didn't get that far. I mean, you know, it's one of those deals where I don't enter into that, but every couple minutes, I middle of the damn store. Of course, the cashier is, like, trying to keep all, you know, smiles, and, yeah, welcome to Walmart, you know, we're America's Supercenter. And the mom's trying her damnedest not to be embarrassed, and meanwhile, the idiot behind me is still guarding his damn pickles, like nothing else is going wrong. It's totally normal what's happening in front of him. There really is no end of the story. Just eventually the people left, and I was wondering, gee, what the fuck was wrong with that kid's ass? Thank God I'm not him. But yeah, that was my wonderful trip to Walmart a couple of weeks ago.
What else do we have going on here?
I don't know. What else do we have
going
on?
It'd be nice not to have to stop the recording and just do it straight through.
Yeah, that'd be something. Total live.
Even if we have to do some babbling in between.
Smooth feed,
like,
yeah.
What are we going to talk about next?
You're getting unpurified, unrefined, un...
Yeah, this is completely a freestyle.
Yeah.
We have no notes, really, except for his top 10 list thing.
Well, the first thing on my list is Atkins sucks. I'll say right now, I am sick to damn death of seeing about Subway, Arby's, Hardee's, Burger King, Pete's, every other goddamn fast food restaurant out there with, we have Atkins-friendly recipe items on our menu. That's all because people are starting to lose weight since January, and that's a major New Year's resolution, and Atkins is the number one fad diet out there for idiots who can't count calories. I think once the Super Bowl, which is what, beer day, chip day, popcorn day, pizza day, am I forgetting any carbohydrates here? Once that's over, I think it's pretty much safe to say this Atkins crap will kind of go the way of the dinosaur for the next 11 months, thank God. What's your thoughts on that? As you're eating popcorn.
I think the popcorn's pretty good.
I think so, too.
And, I saw that Hardee's, I don't know if they have Hardee's all across the United States or whatever, but Hardee's comes up with a burger that's like the low-carb burger. I saw it on TV. It's this burger that has no bun. The bun is lettuce. They wrap like a burger around lettuce.
The grease seeps through and turns it yellow, probably. Actually, there was a little blurb in the college newspaper where I said, I don't usually read my newspaper because it's, well, my college newspaper. They throw it at my doorstep every morning because I'm in the dorm still, even though I'm a fifth-year senior. I look at some of the comics. They're kind of funny. I read, actually, inside there was a little blurb, but it was actually pretty much on the mark for a change. It was basically along the lines of, I wish I had it here with me, but I don't. It was a Hardee's going out with a new Angus thick burger, Atkins-friendly, blah, 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 showing how this Atkins diet will not make you skinnier, nor will it make you any more intelligent. Think about it. Of all the things in the, what was it, the, what's it called, grilled steak, Angus, whatever, it's the bread that's going to make you fat. Yeah, the bread, that'll be what's unhealthy. Or something along those lines. I'm totally, like, fritzing out here. I don't know what the hell's going on. We're not even on drugs. We're fucking this up. Jeez.
Okay,
oh, boy.
I see you got that little Game Boy Advance thing for your GameCube.
This is getting rather abstract, but yes, I do have that little Game Boy Advance thing.
It's
for the
video game related.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, the bottom of my GameCube. I can play Metroid Fusion on my TV now. The way it was meant to be played.
Do you even own a Game Boy Advance?
No, nor will I probably ever.
You just have the
game. I got the Game Boy game for Christmas, and I went out and bought the little inch clogs for the GameCube itself, so shoe shopping for the GameCube, yeah. Because it's a little generic thing in Best Buy that plugged into the memory slot. I don't know how the hell that works, or supposedly
works. What
happens
now, like, now that you have that in there, does it have a different, like, boot?
There's a special, like a sort of like a blank disc, but a special Game Boy Advance disc you put in there instead. Then you put the Game Boy Advance game.
So you have to do put you have to put in a different disc in the system.
Yeah, there's a disc you put in the system. It's kind of like a placeholder.
Kind of just to boot it up into the Game Boy Advance adapter.
Pretty much.
I see. Yeah, I should have got something to drink before the show started.
You
mean
all that damn
keep going.
Salty popcorn.
Keep recording.
Oh, boy.
Do you have any phenol water upstairs?
I think I might have some phenol water somewhere up there. I can go grab some if you want to sit here and talk about whatever.
I'll talk about stuff since I don't know where it's at. I'll just be digging through your cupboards and junk.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, yeah, what should I talk about? This is some damn good radio right here. Okay, RXSE has left the room. And, I didn't know about that, about the Game Boy Advance adapter for the GameCube, that it actually had to have a disc in the system in order to boot up or whatever. Let's see, I can mention something about, I got a new battery for my laptop, and, those bastards at Dell rate me for $150 to get a new battery for this thing. And, so, yeah, that's a lot, and everyone seems to think it is. See what else, soon I'm going to be buying my train tickets to go to New York to go to, the next Hope Conference, that'll be cool. And, I don't know what to say when I'm by myself. This definitely is a DJ Mollusk and our ecstasy show, because now I don't know what to say. Let's see here. This is just wonderful radio. I think he's coming back now. I think I can hear him. Anyway, yep. Here he comes. I'm thirsty.
It ain't cold, that's a problem.
No, that's no problem.
Alright.
What flavor?
Raspberry.
Yeah.
Yes. We have raspberry phenol water. For those who don't know what the hell phenol water is, it's basically just this, what is it, Clear American, the stuff from Sam's Club, basically, or Walmart sells it too. Probably the better things come out of Walmart. It's essentially just artificially sweetened water with fruit flavoring, and it comes in about 8,000 flavors. This is what I used back about 4 years ago when I was losing a lot of weight and I couldn't eat anything with actual calories in it. I filled myself up with this zero-cal flavored fruit water and, you know, go a couple extra hours without food, so then whatever works, you know. I basically lived with this stuff for about a whole summer.
The only reason I'm drinking that now is because I'm giving up pop for a month or soda, whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it. I know people call it different things in different regions.
In the South, it's Coke.
Yeah, everything's Coke in the
you
South.
You want a Coke? What kind of Coke? 7-Up Coke? All right. Yelp. Crump. Yeah.
Yep, I need to get hooked up with some of that. I didn't really say much while you were gone because I didn't know what to say.
Talk about we can talk about my Mario 3 hack if I could spit it out.
Yeah, I noticed you've been getting, I noticed checking my server logs. You've been getting a lot of downloads from
there. Excellent. Well, I did a little. I must admit, I did a little thing. When I came back from a holiday break. My dorm floor in the restroom has this little what do you call it? Canvas, a little huge thing of butcher paper on the wall, basically. Sort of like a message board. You can write stuff. Basically, the thing with the question this month was, "What do you do over break?" And of the stuff I can actually repeat. One of the things was, well, I put up there, you know, I hacked Mario 3, and beta testers are wanted and appreciated, and I put the URL up there, and I got some feedback.
For people on your floor?
Well, yeah, it's two floors, technically, because I'm at kind of the L-shaped sort of a crossroad thing there. It's a shared bathroom, so both halls use that same restroom there, so.
Tell us about that.
Well, the feedback was, it's as slow as constipation, otherwise it's fine. I'm suspecting that slow as constipation deal is because they have a slow emulator or an FPS rate.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't think it's anything intrinsic to the file itself, because it works just fine when I do it. Perfect 60.00. Anyways, the Mario 3 hack, might as well just get into this here, takes place in the wonderful land of Pharmatopia, where drugs were all born.
I thought the original one was going to take place in Goetza World or something like that.
Well, you're kind of ruining the... No, not ruining the... Yeah, Goetza says... No, not ruining it. No.
I retract that.
Well, Goetza actually... Didn't Goetza die about a couple weeks ago? They took it down? Or?
Yeah, I think on, like, January 14th.
What's wrong with that?
It's not like that they were, you know, go to Goetza on a daily basis.
No, it's not the high point of our day or anything.
I read it on some site that, like, Goetza was down, and I saw these, like...
I think I IM'd you about it.
I saw all these pictures popping up with, like, tombstones that say, rest in peace, Goetza. And it's like the tombstone is shaped like the Goetza thing.
Yeah, that Goetza thing. It's one of those all-your-base-type phenomenons. Oh, boy. So anyways, yeah, Goetza does factor into the game a little. I'm not going to say exactly how, but you didn't give too much away, so don't worry about it. Yeah. Basically, it takes place in the land of Pharmatopia, and there's this evil group of penises called the Nazi Penis Cartel. It's a bunch of humanoid penises that are basically neo-Nazis, and they do bad stuff. And anyway, they come in with their warships, and they take over Pharmatopia, and they start mining all the natural resources for, you know, opium and heroin and morphine and all the good stuff that makes drugs. And once they control that, they basically control the world because they control access to medications and recreational-type stuff, you know. Anyway, there's this small testicle by the name of Testy of the Hebrew faith who says, "This isn't right. I'm going to save Pharmatopia from the evil Nazi Penis Cartel." And thus we have the opening of Super Nazi Penis Cartel Freedom Fighters 3. And so basically you play as Testy, the little Jewish testicle, and you run around and you can get little power-ups like the Red Clan outfit, for example. You put on the Red Clan robe, you become a Red Clan, Red Clansman in disguise, basically, because the people that you're fighting, the little small dumb enemies can't tell the difference between you and a real Red Clansman. So you get a free hit. Likewise, you can get the orange Klansman suit, where you can throw fiery swastikas, you can turn into a flying penis, of course. We can't forget that. That's probably the high point of the game. And, I don't want to get too far, but that's basically the premise of the game. You kind of go around land to land and fight all these weird penile enemies, and essentially it's a ROM hack. Two things I wanted to,
accomplished with this number one. And if any of you from the Acclim, whatever you pronounce it, overclocked dot blah 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 message boards are listening, fuck you. I did when I released the beta almost a month ago, in fact, I want to get some feedback from, you know, some people that know about ROM hacking, whatever, so I found two message boards that would be suitable for posting information. First one, people responded pretty well. They said, this is like a game Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold would create if they were autistic or something. Like, I took that as a compliment. They referred to my latent homosexuality, which I'm sure the author of this hack has in spades. Yeah. And, no. But anyway, that was fun. The other one, this, what is it, ACLCM or some damn thing, I don't know if they knew how to take it. I think I forwarded all that to you, or I showed you that somehow, but I guess they're more of the wine and cheese crowd of ROM hackers, you know. It's how hard can we make Mario 3 this time around? How much can we fuck up World 8 so it can't be, you know, that kind of stuff. Let's put a pit below the end of the card thing so you take the card and you fall down, and that kind of garbage. They didn't take too fondly to my let's hack Mario 3 and put a penis there at all. But essentially, what it is I'm doing a satirical hack. I'm taking all the stuff from the iMockery hacked ROM reviews, all that weird stuff, all the just nonsensical garbage. I'm taking it all and putting it all to one big hack. Kind of see, let's get this all of our systems now so we can maybe do something different with the technology. You know, I mean, it's kind of like a be-all, end-all for the lowbrow ROM hacking, but at the same time, it's also a lowbrow ROM hacking to end all lowbrow ROM hacks of Mario 3. Because if I do this right, nothing anyone ever does with Mario 3 in that way, shape, or form is going to be able to surprise anyone. Because I'm going to totally molest it beyond belief. And we're going to do it so if Mario's going to be a penis, he's going to be a penis when he's walking, when he's running, when he's ducking, when he's crouching, when he's swimming, when he's flying, when he's climbing. Not just, you know, two frames, oh, he turns around, there's Mario again.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it, it's going to be a high-quality lowbrow, if that makes sense. High-quality lowbrow.
You're going all out for it.
Yeah, I'm going all out. It's a serious ROM hack. It's just kind of stupid.
Nice waste of time.
Yeah.
I was playing it on my Dreamcast the other day.
Yeah, there you go.
Just beta test.
Thing for distribution. I'm just going to put it on floppy disks and just leave them in like college ITCs around the land. See what happens.
Spam everybody with Mario Hack.
There you go.
I know we've gotten like a couple hundred downloads off it from the server.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't get to iMockery prematurely, because I want to really wait until I get the total.
Another thing, I know it's the last show, Lone's Radio episode 4, has had over 100 downloads, like, you know, within like the last month.
Oh, how many this is going to get?
If we weren't getting that much at first, and then, I don't know. And number four was really off topic.
Well, yeah, but it was fun, though.
We talked about that Mario video a lot, but.
Yeah.
In your ROM hack again. Yeah, we had a good time with that one. We sat down and just did it. Yeah, that's how, you know, our episodes work. Sit down and talk about some stuff. And
hey, we got an Emmy nomination for that ending we did.
Yeah. People thought that was a pretty good ending in episode 4.
Yeah.
The relationships rant.
Most dramatic ending to an internet radio show. And the Golden Globe goes to...
Blow on this radio.
There you go.
So even though the video game talk is kind of dying down a little bit, we're going to still keep the name.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a neat name.
It piques interest.
So what's the next topic of discussion?
Well, I've gone through my 4.5 words of notes and my top 10. And, well, let's see here. What are we up to lately? I don't know. What are you up to this month? I don't know.
I'm just, school is really kicking my ass again. It's not really kicking my ass. It's just time consuming.
I think it's just the sign of the times. So January, you know, I was kind of...
That's why I was like, okay...
Bleak.
Screw this month. I'm just going to take a weekend off. Head east and go have some fun.
Yeah. That's essentially how you got to do it. Although there's some good times coming up, I think.
Put a bunch of miles in my car. Just
yeah.
Yeah, I might be going to, like, possibly a third prom, which is funny.
Yeah. That's, this guy, I never went to my senior prom, this guy's gonna go to 3 of them. I don't know how that works, but hey.
Here I am a junior in college. Yeah, it's kind of, this girl that I met today, this, cheerleader girl, is pretty direct.
She's rather direct for an 18-year-old girl, I was surprised.
Because after she found out for sure that I was coming today to this basketball game, she's like, Now all I have to do is find a date from the prom.
But she was also saying when we were there, like, yo, I'm free this weekend, and I'm free this other weekend, and I'm free totally this weekend, by the way. Wink, wink, wink. I'm just in here like, yeah.
So, yeah. And anyway, she said that, she started sending me links to prom dresses.
Wait, what, this one?
Asking what I thought.
Dude.
She doesn't really sound like that yet, either.
No. I give her, I exaggerate everything. Everything.
I'm just like, yeah, hope you find a nice guy to take you to prom. Trying to, like, blow it off a little bit.
Send your stunt double.
Yeah, I'll send my doppelganger. It's right here.
He's from Scotland. And Thailand at the same time.
Scotland. I remember we were sitting there, and he's like, what does Scottish people sound like? I forget.
Well, the second time I heard this question, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have fun with this, you know? The guy's, and you're from Scotland? I'm like, yeah, man. I'm like, wait, that's Jamaica. What the fuck did I just... God damn it.
Yeah,
so I'm talking about, like, you know, DJ Mollis, what the hell do Scottish people sound like? And, of course, Groundskeeper Willie was the first thing he came up with, so I'm thinking, okay, so I say, like...
From North...
Yeah, laddie.
North Kiltown.
North Kiltown, there you go.
What was that? Do you know English in the cloud? I'm from North Kiltown.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Man, the Simpsons keep giving. There's so many times, like... I've used Simpsons trivia or things from The Simpsons and applied it to the real world.
Yeah, same with, like, South Park and the Beavis Show and all that good stuff.
The Beavis Show.
I was just telling him at the game today about, you know, an instance where South Park actually helped me in my studies, because we were doing a thing in lab yesterday, pharmacy lab, where it's all part of, my university is kind of, you know, all into the protesting and the tolerance and the diversity and all that good stuff. And one of the things we do during Martin Luther King year is Human Rights Week and all this, you know, extra, you know, how to be out. What am I trying to say here? Basically, how to, like, accept others' culture. Yeah, tolerance and diversity. Basically, it's Tolerance and Diversity Month is what it is. Pretty much, you know, the second half of January when we go back. And part of that was getting into the pharmacy curriculum where. We have a thing where we break off into groups of three. We're all students, you know, groups of three students, and one of us is a pharmacist, and one of us is a ethnic patient with spiritual beliefs and have nothing to do with science, but have to do with, you know, like holistic medicine or, you know, superstition, that kind of junk. And a third person would be the observer. And it just so happened that I'm the pharmacist in the role-playing game, and this other guy was being a 57-year-old Chinese man with peptic ulcer disease or some damn thing. He thought it was his ancestors were giving it to him because he left China or something like that. And anyway, it was my job to kind of, you know, take him away from that. And, but at the same time, be very nice about it, but say, you know, maybe it's because your stomach's making too much acid. Take this purple pill. But I'm putting all the stuff in there because I'm having fun with you. I'm saying, like, so, do you take this herbal tea with a Chinese cookie? Perhaps. Maybe it's the Chinese cookie that's giving you upset. Or maybe it's the Mugu Gai pan with extra jalapeno. And I'm saying all this dumb, dopey stuff, and finally the observer, the girl was like, you know, if this was a real Chinese person, they'd kung fu your ass by now. I'm like, yeah. You know, here these Chinamen can grow up to 5 feet tall and have been known to kick with their legs. And at that point, they both just lost it, because I've been doing this, like, the whole, like, 5 minutes, and they just, that was the end of that right there. No more.
Yes, South Park saved today.
Oh, boy.
We've been recording for like 34 minutes.
Wow.
It doesn't really seem like that long. When you don't have any notes and you just sit down and just, you know, bust it out, it makes it go pretty fast.
Yeah, high volume.
It's been really fucking cold in Iowa.
God damn, you're right. This is not, as I was saying, this is not a night for single digit body fat at all. Like, I'm not built for this.
This morning when I got up and checked weather.com, it said, it was negative, like, 7. Mm-hmm. It feels like negative
27. It was negative 9 when I looked last when we got back.
And I was also one of the only people in the parking lot that had a car that started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these cars never break down in July when it's nice. It's always in the middle of bumfuck January.
July isn't very nice in Iowa either, sometimes.
No, you're right, it is. Especially last one. Last summer was hot. I don't get hot. I don't get overheated. But last summer I thought it was pretty bad.
Iowa's got, like, really high humidity.
So wait, it's Vietnamese summers and Siberian winters is what it is.
It's not a dry hot. It's one of those wet, like, pea soup.
They say we have four seasons. There's almost winter, winter, still winter, and construction.
Yeah.
Four seasons of Iowa.
Yeah, it's mostly cold around here.
Yep.
I So I know some people they are caught with the different Canada, and they say that Iowa's colder than Canada is.
How the hell does that happen?
I guess it's a different type of cold here. It's like a dry, wet cold.
Well, it's similar kind of like in the summer, because I know people from Arizona come here and say, damn, it's fucking hot here. It's because Arizona, they have maybe a little more temperature heat, but they don't have all the damn humidity from all the corn giving off all the stupid water. They have scorpions and sand in Arizona. That's about it. They don't have all this humidity, so that's what makes it feel bad. I mean,
I like when the cheerleader girl, we won't say her name, but
yeah,
was giving a description of her town in the summer. She's like, all you see is cornfield, bean field, cornfield, bean field. I don't remember how she said it, but...
Corn, bean, bean, corn, manure, dust.
Manure, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
She said he smells really bad because of the manure.
Well, I know about that because my mom... from a rural area up in northeastern Iowa, and every time we go to visit relatives, we have to drive to about 18 of those kind of villages, and yep, pretty much. What are you doing?
I'm trying to make more phenol water.
Oh, thank God.
I wonder if this will be picked up on the starting over. I wonder if this will pick up on the recording at all, the pouring of the
phenol. Oh, boy. Yeah.
You know, it's going to be hard to end this show, because we're going to be like, time to go with some RC egg fried rice or whatever, but
yeah.
I can't have any RC because I'm going off the pop for a while.
Egg fried rice place is closed, I'm pretty sure.
We're screwed for episode 5, people.
Damn. Must be like the hidden episode that we'll never speak of that episode again. Don't spit on me.
Every time I take a drink, it's something fun.
I don't do it on purpose, it just happens.
So many times I spit like liquids across your place, like
mm-hmm.
your room or whatever.
Yeah, well, I wasn't even there at one time.
A pink pillow. Or
that's red, and I actually have to sew that back up so I don't forget about that.
Yeah, I'm sitting here playing with this miniature baseball bat, which I don't know where it came from.
I think we used it to discipline the fat cat.
The fat cat?
Yeah, we're going to dye him purple for Easter.
Yeah, tell that story. You're gonna...
That is the story. We're going to dye him purple for Easter. We're going to find a vegetable-based diet that isn't toxic to animals.
How many claws does this cat have?
Well, let's see. He's one of those polydactyls, so he's got... probably 7 on each of his paws up front and at least 5 on his back, so 24. Plus he's got teeth.
He's bad.
A very bad attitude.
I picked that cat up earlier and he squeaked at me.
He's a squeaker. He's about, what, 13 pounds?
And something else that was funny from tonight, that the pet band.
Oh, God.
The fucking tuba and the pet band.
You know what I saw? Tuba players look like tubas themselves. I mean, it's like... like begets like. As in science, so in music. And pep band.
It was like, I don't know, the quality of the pep band at the school was like a middle school band. But we've heard the middle school people in this band since like preschool through 12th grade at this school. You know, the percussion line, all they ever did is go...
They can't do that right. Jeez. And some genius left their pep band music over there, so when we switched spots from one side to the other, I saw the stand, like, looking at all the music, I'm like, what the fuck is this? They got some really weird pep band music there. They had, the good stuff they didn't even play. They had Age of Aquarius, which they should have played but didn't. Maybe it's good they didn't, because I don't want to see that butchered. They had Kyrie Eleison, which is an ancient monk chant from God knows when. I don't know why it's a pep band. I sounded out the melody and all that. It didn't sound at all like a monk chant. Monks don't do staccatos. But, anyways, that was that. I think that was about the time that one idiot came down and started asking all those stupid questions. Yeah. Plant man. That's where the plants will grow.
Yep, some kid's like, I got the drums. Then their school fight song was the same as that one of our high school songs. And I think it's the same fight song as my college.
It's the same melody, pretty much. Just. Da 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 da.
This is a good radio show. We're just doing the bump up the bumps and stuff.
This is going to be so fucking boring later.
Oh, well, we've been putting content out there. You know, there's a bunch of people who are just talk radio whores that listen to anything you put out there, so.
For the whores, we do this show.
For you talk radio whores.
Yeah. We're doing the whores.
This is for the whores.
Yeah, this one goes out to all the whores.
And the talk radio hoes. In the post.
Don't get me started on that guy.
Remember any feedback for the Jar, Hood Studios thing from the last
episode? That was just weird beyond belief.
Jar.
Well, that buzzer at the basketball game sounded like, wah! But aside from that.
So What is that book you had over there? Sociology?
That's sociology. I took that about almost 2 years ago for a summer school thing when I was getting all my special electives taken, so I have to do them now.
I have an idea for a segment for the show, because we were talking about this earlier. Let's see. Since we're, like, you know, done with high school or off in college, advice that we can give to the high school generation.
All right.
Because we were talking today, like, you know, if I could go back in time, I'd kick my ass. I would find myself in ninth grade and I'd just beat the crap out of me. Be like, you're doing everything wrong.
Oh, boy.
See, like, advice to give to, like, high school kids. Because, you know what, like, I've realized that a lot of high school girls are, they mature a lot faster than the high school.
That's true.
Kids.
I feel sorry for that gender. I really do.
It's probably why this 18-year-old girl, like, 18 cheerleader girl who's trying to contact me.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, there's 37 people in her class. You figure what, maybe 20 at most are guys?
All these pretty low.
Yeah, exactly. You may go out with one of them every week. I mean, she's been in high school for almost 4 years now. You've run out of weekends. You've run out of guys. There's very, you know, there's nothing new under the sun, so to speak, in Lone Tree, Iowa.
If she's been there her whole life. Like,
yeah. I never had that experience growing up, but I can kind of sympathize with that. I can pretend to be what it's like. I always had the ability to entertain myself no matter what the case was, so, that's the way my personality is. Of course, I got that huge-ass woods behind my house when I was a kid. I could just, run out there whenever I wanted to, but hey.
She was pretty hot for being a small-town Iowa cheerleader.
Oh, yeah. Well, we saw a lot of good-looking girls there.
She was a cheerleader, too, I think.
Oh, yeah. And there was a couple nice blonde girls there cheerleading, too. And there was some one nice girl in the stands with the video camera. I especially liked her. But that's neither here nor there.
Nor do we know the age of these people.
That's one of the things we ought to watch out for. Well, no, she was at least 17.
I have age requirements. I won't go any lower than 18, so...
I won't probably go anywhere, because it's pretty much said and done for me, but hey, I can always dream. No harm in that. I guess I'm probably 16, maybe as low as my dreams will go, but hey, dare to dream. Although, this day, 14 is actually legal, ain't that sick?
Yeah, it's kind of bad.
Iowa.
Anyway, back on topic.
We've never been on topic since we started.
Let's see. I don't know what I would say to, like, if I could go back in time to my, advice we could give for the high school people who are listening to this show. Because I know there's some. Maybe high school people who are maybe having difficulty with the females that they're not getting anywhere or talking to them.
Well,
or
guess what? There's probably not a whole lot of stuff out there that's really that worthwhile. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure I am in some cases, but...
Well, you mentioned how it'd be cool to, like, change the order of college and...
Yeah. Do college first, get your life set up so you know what's going on, then go to high school and you can have fun with it. As when I was in high school, I wasn't really worried about the future, so to speak. It was just one of those deals that had to be taken care of eventually. And
it was a hassle going every day.
Yeah, it was kind of a hassle.
You know what, if there wasn't for certain girls I got to see at school, I probably wouldn't have gone.
The staircase. And the cappuccino machine.
Wintermute, the guy who did the intro for the last show, I've been talking to him online. He goes to a school that's all guys. He goes to an all-guy high school. Man, that one sucks so bad.
Yeah.
I told him it's going to school and seeing certain girls is what kept me going certain days.
Remember that notebook we had?
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
That was a good deal. That kept, made class fun. I can screw around in the notebook again, yeah. All right, the other guy a letter.
Draw some pictures in there. Rick Dew, page 3.
How are we going to explain that?
Never mind.
It was like a height-weight thing. He never wanted to fill in his height and weight.
All these, inside jokes for the show that no one even cares.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going on 45 minutes now.
Oh, boy. Well, I'd probably say...
I don't even have any idea what we're going to use for intro music or outro music. Or Cherry Blossom Girl.
Yeah, that's kind of the song of the night, the air song, Cherry Blossom Girl.
Yeah,
play that.
Yeah.
That's a good song for when you get the car nice and warmed up and you're driving down to, Lone Tree, Iowa or whatever in the middle of nowhere. It's, pretty much like, it's like you, the passenger, the car, and the song. That's all there is in the world, basically. That's a good song for that. It's also kind of inspirational. It kind of gets me, all nice and ready to, do what needs to be done. But, getting back on topic. Academic-wise, I'd say try to be objective and really just sit down and really be honest with yourself one day and make a list of what do I really think I need to know about, science, about history, about mathematics, whatever, language arts, and seek out those answers on your own, because odds are the way, government schools are going, you're going to learn all about, how to be nice to gay people and how to, play weird games with cucumbers and balloons and all that stuff, but I think it's kind of gone to the point where, if we were doing middle school, it doesn't have anything at all to do with the price of eggs, let alone learning.
Yeah, I got a terrible education.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, learning how to learn, I mean, learning how to teach yourself, that's, it's really going to prepare you for college, though, because that's kind of what college is. I mean, you're going to get the stuff in front of you. It's a lot more individual-oriented. I mean, it's, here's the stuff, you know, go to it. I mean, we'll run through some PowerPoint slides in class, but you're responsible for the material no matter what. If we don't teach it in class, you learn it on your own. And
yeah, that's kind of probably the most important skill is learning to teach yourself.
Yeah. You might as well start in high school, because this material really is kind of easy there. I mean, you really think of what do I really need to know about mathematics? What do I really need to know about language, science, you know, basics of chemistry and biology, history? Just memorize the fucking presidents. I don't care. Just something so you can get all the...
In, like, high school, where, like, in high school you could have a chosen major or an
That'd be kind of cool, yeah.
That way you're not wasting your time trying to study something that, you, like...
Yeah. 3 years of French.
Stressing you out that you don't want or care about.
I don't use any foreign language. I don't use any history.
I don't want to take some stupid, like, human health... humanities thing that, like, teaches you how to take care of yourself.
Yeah. What else? I guess I'd convince, if you're a freshman guy, drink a lot of milk, because you're going to go through your growth spurt. If you haven't already, you're going to go through it, and when it's done, it's done. And you're not going to be one of those guys like me. I'm like, what, 5'11 and some gay fraction that changes with the stock market? I want to be 6 foot even. Damn it. And it pisses... I mean, with shoes, I'm over 6 foot. And if I stand really tall, I can kind of be 6 foot on my good days. But, you know, you always want to get the most out of those growing years.
Yeah. I really can't say anything to make high school guys more mature, but...
Well, if you're going to be yeah. dicks privately in a basement. So don't be nice to girls.
This show is probably the most... immature I ever get is on this show.
I mean, you gotta get that out of your system somehow, right?
Yeah, it's
fun. I mean, we all had all dumb stuff back then. We had a lot of dumb stuff. I'm mortified when I see video tape myself back then. You play it from every time I come over to your dorm room. You play it from, check this out, from 96. God. But, yeah, it's, you gotta get out of your system somehow. And better then, as opposed to, you know, be mature for 11th or 12th grade, whatever. I mean, there are good girls out there, and there's some decent guys out there, and it's, you know, cream rise to the top, and they tend to find each other eventually. So, and when you get to college, there's a lot of stuff out there. I mean, I was a non-believer for a long time, but no matter what you are, what you're about, or what your deal is, you're going to find someone out there who kind of, you know, meets your wavelength, so don't worry about it. Learn what you got to learn now, and just make yourself a well-rounded person, and, you know.
Also, meaningful relationships don't really mean shit.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I mean, it seemed like this big deal back then, but...
Yeah.
It's not worth being...
Well, I never even dated in high school, and I'm kind of glad I did now, because it would just be a waste of time. You know,
they don't mean anything.
A bunch of heartbreak. And I can get the same, you know, all the good stuff from watching reruns of Degrassi, Next Generation, as far as I'm concerned. I can do it from the comfort of my own damn couch, so there.
I don't get that show over that channel.
My sister was watching it about a year and a half ago. I don't know, I kind of got addicted, because they have a lot of nice-looking girls on there. I don't know, they're kind of young, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, you got to admit it. When it's true, you got to admit it, you know. But it's kind of like Saved by the Bell meets Boston Public set in Canada, if that makes any sense, which it doesn't. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting, I don't know.
We're going on 50 minutes.
This is fucking bad radio.
Rambling.
Rabble. Hamburger stole the Krusty Burgers.
We should probably wrap
no!
up. By the time we get it wrapped up, it'll be about 55 minutes or so.
Yeah, throw some music up in there. And
we'll be set. Sit down.
Boy, number 6 will be better, I promise. Because I have a whole list of stuff I want to do for number 5, and of course I don't know where the fuck I put the list.
It's fun just to sit down and just do one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if it, you know, actually, this is for the talk radio whores out there.
This is for the hoes.
I am thinking about setting up a... I already have it set up, actually, but on my web server I have a Shoutcast server set up, so I'm thinking about starting to stream past episodes of Blowin' This Radio. Working out the codecs, because I don't have the high-quality versions anymore. All I have is the lower ones that we distribute, and the automatic streamer doesn't like those that quality. He wants it to be upped, and I can upgrade the quality, but it's a matter of actually, like, re-recording it. Like playing the file and recording it simultaneously. I can't convert it, because if I try to convert it, it speeds it up and then it sounds like chipmunks.
Speaking of chipmunks, I wonder what the fucking food fairies are up to lately.
Yeah, the fast food rockers. I need to check out their website and see what they're up to.
Oh, boy. They got a calendar of all their appearances. They were on Nickelodeon a while back.
Like,
I keep missing them, though.
Just do some porno. fast food porno.
I wouldn't be surprised if some of them already have.
It'll come out, yeah.
Yeah.
You should mention your porn credit.
Okay, I have a porn credit, ladies and gentlemen. How's that for some techno? Yeah, it all happened way back. Well, the league. Okay, here's the truth. Well, in depth, what it was.
Well, hasn't been confirmed yet, but.
I believe them, though. I mean, I got all the emails and all that. I mean, yeah, we have actually found the video. I'm looking for the video, too. And that's one of those things. I'm not supposed to talk about this because my parents and my extended friends and whatnot, you know, like I should say acquaintances, are all mortified that this actually happened. What it was about 3 years ago, in March of 2001. I was screwing around the computer lab in my college dorm, and I got this email from someone who, I guess, went to my website, mp3.com, which was then up and running. They heard this song I wrote called 7-11-97, which is a story in and of itself. I'm not even going to get into that. Which is interesting, because it kind of came from sort of a sordid origination, you know, because that day was sort of like me and DJ Mollusk's introduction to the feminine body. I'm not going any further there.
Yeah, let's stop
there. Okay, anyway, so that's kind of where the song began. That's where the song ended up returning. But anyways, isn't that ironic? I just realized that now. Anyways, they like this. It's more of a bass-driven kind of, you know, I mean, it's porn groove type stuff. I could see it being a porno song. Anyway, this representative from, was it Mojo Adult Films, emailed me. I was a sophomore in college, asking me if they could get, well, they basically told me that WayMP3.com was structured legally. They could use the song without my direct permission, or without my direct compensation, or without even telling me about it. But they did want to kind of, you know, run it by me just to make sure I was aware of it, and, you know, if I could give them permission, that'd be kind of cool. And I thought, you know what, I looked into it, and sure enough, the legalities were the way they said, you know, they could use it no matter what I said. So I thought, you know what the hell, this, I mean, I'm not going to get a call from Walt Disney asking to, you know, do the score for the next animated, you know, summer feature. So I thought, you know, you got to take these opportunities when they come. I gave him an alias that I could recognize and DJ could recognize and everyone who knows me could recognize, and that was it. So it wouldn't come back to my actual name. And I said, you know, go with it, send me a copy when you're done, you know, that kind of thing. About 4 months later in July, I got another email from them saying that they finished, filming, and they're laying in the music, and they're trying to figure out a way of distributing it. I'm guessing theater wasn't an option. Probably direct-to-video, I'm guessing. Anyways, there was a 2001 release. It was Mojo Adult Films, and the star was, quote-unquote, 18-year-old bombshell Christy Kane. And I forget how they spelled that. But Christy with a C or a K or what. But I've been doing all sorts of search for every kind of spelling possible. I haven't found much of anything, but... So that's, I have a music credit on a porno film somewhere out there in the midst of every other porno out there.
What if my porno is actually
dead? Oh, wow, yeah. Sheesh.
I mean, that's like drives the internet right there.
90% of the internet's porn.
I think I read it, it's like...
Good job, Al Gore.
It's like a multi-billion-dollar revenue.
Yeah.
It's porn on the internet. It's a driving force. We wouldn't really have the internet if it wasn't for porn. I wonder when people, like, have been brought onto the internet because of, like welcome to the internet.
You want to talk about high school and porn, or why you want to go with that? Because we had a lot of porn when we were in high school. That's just something that happened. There was a lot of porn going around. Eighth grade. Well, that one guy would be, like, right...
That was a form of revenue for, like, people.
Well, it was. Yeah. That was, like, the part of the black market. Yeah. Well, one guy made a mint. He stole a bunch of pornos from his friend's or his neighbor's dad's porno shack in the backyard and, like, sold them on the black market at the high school. And what really amazed me is that none of us ever got caught. Of all that, so none of us, at least any people that I know about, we never got caught. And there were some close calls, too.
Okay. We'll change the subject
now. Yeah, I don't want to incriminate ourselves any further.
Let's wrap it up. Well, it's been an entertaining episode.
That's why I don't drink.
So I don't know if it's interesting to anybody out there.
Man.
If anything, it's kind of an audio journal entry here too. So,
oh boy,
what's it? Well, it's
1:31.
It's past midnight now, so yeah.
It's 12:52.
So it's the last day of January of 2004.
So about 23 hours left in the month.
Right now it's 12:47 Central Time. It's not that late for me, really, but
me neither. But
I'm pretty
just,
early, so
yeah, I'm just tired. I don't know. I'm just worn out from all the running around and freezing and.
All in all, 100% successful trip.
Yeah.
That is a subtle Red Dwarf reference right there.
Up in here.
Red Dwarf fans.
Both of them.
Actually, there's a lot of people who like Red Dwarf, so. Red Dwarf is some techno. Anyway, we can't really have any RC or egg fried rice or chicken fried rice tonight, but we'll still say that.
Damn it! Let's say it anyway.
And, yep, this has been episode 5, and I am DJ Moss.
And I am RXtasy.
And we'll see you on episode, or we'll talk to you, or yak at you, whatever I keep saying on the end of the episode. I don't remember what I'm saying, but...
I'm already asleep.
Episode 6.
Yeah.